Why do you say that?
Do you like them?
How much of an education do you have?
I dropped out in third grade, man.
Yeah, right. All right, thanks for your call.
All right, bye.
749-1444.
You know, 44% of all the kids in the Cincinnati school system will not graduate. 44% of all the kids in the Cincinnati school system drop out. That's it was on Channel 12 News tonight. They believed that it's peaked, that it'll go no higher than 44%. Gee, Trevor, what's going on?
Hey, what do you guys talk about tonight?
Beer.
Beer and
beer? Hey, I was down in my grandma's basement, and I turned around, and my last name is Phelps, and the thing said Phelps Vineyard on it. A bottle of wine, man. No kidding.
No kidding?
No kidding.
Did you drink it?
No. My aunt drinks it. I was staying at a hospital, a care unit over near College Hill. Man, and I was reading about alchemy because I'm infatuated with, like, the making of stuff. Anyway, I was, and about the fifth, sixth comment said, Trevor is the spear of Christ. And I asked my pastor about it. He said there's a spear that they used to crucify Jesus Christ with. It was really weird.
You know, there. Speaking of alchemy, there's a new process where you can turn beer into champagne.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, the thing is, it'll turn into vinegar. Is the thing it'll sour and turn into vinegar.
But you can turn that into champagne if you know the right spells to cast.
Right. Oh yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah, beer shampoo. There you go.
Champagne. Remember they said that champagne.
If you tell a friend and they tell a friend and they tell two friends.
Yeah.
What are you doing up this late tonight, Trevor? And why are you so animated?
I'm staying sober. I'm sober, man.
You're sober. That's good.
Yeah.
Are you a member of one of these AA groups?
Well, sure I am, man.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Why? Tell us a little bit about it.
About Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah.
The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking.
Oh, what? Don't forget cigarettes and a lot of black coffee.
And all that mumbo jumbo, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what's really controversial in AA with me as far as I go is the medication.
What medication?
I take 1,217 milligrams of psychotropic medication every night.
Wow, that's a lot.
Turn it down a little.
Okay, is that better?
No, I wasn't talking to you guys.
Oh.
And what's psychotropic mean?
What's that?
What's psychotropic medication?
Dealing with the mind and the workings of the mind.
What's an antabuse pill?
God, I don't know.
So are you saying you take a lot of LSD or something before bed?
Please?
Will you take a lot of psilocybin or something before
bed? No, it's just psychotropic
what,
medication.
What, lithium or something?
Huh?
Lithium?
Lithium. I take 1,200 milligrams of lithium a night.
Have you ever burned that stuff?
Please?
Have you ever burned that stuff?
Burned it?
It burns really bright.
Lithium does?
Kind of like magnesium.
You burn lithium? You smoke lithium every
day? No, I thought about it.
What's lithium do to you?
It balances your mood. It's a mood stabilizer.
What kind of mood? What?
It's a grease. lubricator, man.
Do you get too high or too low?
Yeah. Like 1 week, one day, 1 second I'll be up in the air floating as high as a kite. Next second I'll be crying and all that stuff. It's really pathetic. Huh? What? Have you ever heard of lithium grease?
No.
Have you ever heard of thiophixine?
Sorry, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't?
Hey, Trevor, can you hang on a second?
I can hang on 5 minutes.
Okay. Stay put. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Stay glued to your phone and glued to your radio.
Glued, I'm glued.
Rob and I have a guest in the studio who has accused us of saying derogatory things about blacks and about gay people.
That's terrible.
I don't feel that we had done, and I'd like to know if that guest would like to confront us on it.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Kevin. Does that guest want to confront us on the topic I just brought forth? This might be interesting. Hey, Trevor, you still out there?
What?
Trev!
What?
Do you think that Rob and I ever say anything derogatory about blacks?
No, I don't. I think racism is a joke to begin with.
Right.
Racism is uncalled for. It's something that does not belong in this society, especially in the United States of America.
Right.
You know? It's like something that just doesn't fit in. If there wasn't racism, there wouldn't be prison. And if there wasn't prison, and so on and so on and so on.
Well, you can't deny that there is racism,
yeah.
But we try not to promote it here.
Right. Oh, no kidding. Oh, I've never heard anything racist on that show.
I don't think so.
And besides that, if there was like a racist comment or slur, I'm sure you guys would like hang up or whatever.
We generally either hang up on somebody or tell them that they, are a little clueless.
Right. If I heard a racist joke the other day, and I kind of just sat there and looked at the guy.
You know, God put us all on this big green greasy earth together here to live together in peace, harmony, and diversity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One of the neatest things in the world is to go down to New York City and Manhattan or something, where every block you got a different culture and there's a different party going on. On some blocks you can get some really good, Chinese food in the Chinese district. Another block, they got all the Puerto Ricans out in the street dancing and having a party.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
Then you got yarmulkes up the street from there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like going to Lollapalooza.
Yeah. Can you put out some more wattage?
Well, we're working on it.
We're in Westwood.
Are you?
Yeah. Dry dock.
Why do you call Westwood dry dock?
Oh, well, it's a club.
Let me ask you a serious question here,
what?
Trevor. Oh, and by the way, if that guest comes back, we want to confront the topic. Okay. Anyhow, Trevor, can I ask you a question about
AA? Sure, go for it.
How come people in AA smoke so many cigarettes and drink so much black coffee?
Because it's addictive.
Would you get off of that, man?
I just think it's kind of weird. It's like they're trading in one vice for another. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks, and some vices are worse than others. I'm just curious.
It's because it's an addiction. It's a compulsion to feel good about yourself and to look good and all that.
You know, an overdose of caffeine and a lot of nicotine is going to kill you.
It'll kill you slowly. It won't kill you within, like, the second.
And it doesn't kill brain cells.
It'll kill you eventually. It kills you spiritually and physically. And
it sure does.
But alcohol kills brain cells.
Oh, alcohol makes your wet brain. I've seen wet brains before. It's really disgusting.
White brain?
Wet brain.
What's wet brain?
It's where you just sit there and slobber all over yourself.
Yeah, we'll pass on that.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Well, sometimes later.
Anyway.
It's kind of fun once a week, though, but
more
than that. All right, Trevor, thanks.
Okay,
it's
been real.
Later.
Bye.
749-1444,
boy, that
number here.
That dude was animated tonight, wasn't he?
Trevor was
got me all pumped up.
One of his up days, I believe.
Wow.
How about my bucket's got a hole in it?
Yeah, stay on that medication.
So, did we convince him he was taking lithium, or was he taking lithium?
I don't know.
I think he was talked into the fact that he was taking lithium.
He didn't want to take lithium, but we made him take lithium.
Are you taking lithium? Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
It's all psychosomatic, psycho something or other. We got a guy named Dorton. Is that right? Dorton?
Dorton. I know Dorton.
Hello, Dorton.
Hello?
Hi, Dorton. Dorton. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Dorton
and
Harrison.
The drunk boy.
Yep. Great.
Dorton Harrison.
I have a question for the drunk guy.
Okay.
He's got a lot of experience with drinking and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I have a friend who has a problem. I was wondering if you might be able to help her out.
Go for it.
My friend, I only see her about once a week. I probably shouldn't say her name, but it's
so
Allison.
Would this have to do with liquor and beer?
Liquor. Yeah, liquor and beer.
About how liquor doesn't get you drunk?
No.
Oh,
okay. It has nothing to do with that.
Hey, no inside joke, fellas.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it's this girl, I only see her about once a week, but she started drinking really heavy lately. And, like, last time I saw her, she was... Well, I heard she was in jail because she almost ran a kid over.
That's not good.
No, and she got back from the police station, and the first thing she did was pour herself a shot of vodka.
I would say your friend.
That's not good.
Your friend may have a problem.
She may. You know what she should do,
no.
Gordon, is get her friends together.
Yeah.
Or well, you know, her friends should get together, meaning you.
Tough love.
Kind of a tough love thing.
Tough love.
You know, she's probably not gonna like it at first, but she'll, you know, understand. And probably check her in. Check herself in. She'll understand.
She'll thank you for it later.
She will thank you for it later.
So,
I mean, that could cost her a job. That could cost her, you know...
Her freedom.
Her freedom.
Could you
her
imagine?
Life.
Can you imagine the unspeakable guilt you would have if you got drunk, ran over somebody, and didn't remember it? Then you were a murderer. For the rest of your life, you had to live with that idea that you were a murderer for no reason.
Manslaughterer,
or a kid slaughterer in this person's case. So Dorton,
Dorton,
even though I'm not drunk boy, tough love.
Yeah, tough love. That's the way to go.
Okay, thanks.
You know, assemble it in her place, you know, wait for her to get home one day, and just be there
for her. Just all jump on her and make sure she's...
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Don't take no for an answer.
Tough love.
But Courtney said that tough love is what killed Kurt.
Ooh.
Who cares? She's a quack. Thanks a lot, Dorton.
Thank you.
Lighter. 749-1444 is phone number. Chris
My
and Rob.
My bucket's got a hole in it.
got a hole in it. My bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer.
Hank Williams, his bucket has a hole in it. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. WAIF Cincinnati, while radio is meant to be. I'm the Rob half of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we're talking about beer and anything else that's... My good gosh, what is that? Oh, it's Chris.
You're the beautiful half of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Dude, you went to the bathroom and you came back with urine all over your chest.
I don't have urine on my
chest.
What
is that? What is that?
I spilled my drink.
I thought you were looking at the Fredericks of Hollywood calendar. You went
no.
to, you went to go to the bathroom and it shot straight
no.
up in the air.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, let's switch places. One, two, three.
Okay, the phone number here is 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Our topic tonight is beer, but we're also talking about what to do with all the napalm the Army has left over from the Vietnam
Rob,
War.
Is it Rob we got talking to the phone?
No. Okay.
Hello, Rob.
Hey.
Rob, what's going on?
Not much.
How are you?
Huh?
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, what's sticking on your mind tonight?
Not
do you need
much.
Some open heart surgery?
What?
Well, go ahead, I was just being silly. Go ahead, Rob. You called to say what?
That I'm going to drink a lot of beer after finals.
Finals? What are finals?
Finals? College finals?
Finals are coming up, aren't they?
Yeah, they're here.
The semester's almost over.
They're this week.
Our exams this week?
Yeah.
What do you got finals in?
Let's see, Spanish, English,
Que pasa? SOCKS. What else? You don't have much of a funny bone, do you?
Como hasta usted?
Oye, como va Feliz Navidad? What else do you have an exam in?
What? That's about it.
Oh, just Spanish.
Just Spanish. That's what I've been studying tonight.
Then what's the big deal about going out and getting looped after exams? I mean, it sounds like you got a pretty breeze of a week.
Just a stress reliever.
You got no stress because you got one exam.
What?
You got one exam.
Well, I have two.
You got two exams.
Mm-hmm.
Back decades ago when Rob and I were in college, we'd have like a dozen exams in a week. Three exams a day. We'd be up all night pulling all-nighters. Man, by Friday, we would go out and catch a pretty healthy buzz. But I'll tell you, one exam, you don't even deserve a little king.
Oh, I don't?
No.
Would I deserve a laser?
A cup of coffee, maybe. That'd be about it.
Hey, 2 gallons of napalm.
A glass of milk?
Nah.
A big glass.
You think you're going to do well?
On grades? No.
Why not?
With a lot.
Spend all your time drinking when you should be studying?
What? Yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Is there more awareness now on college campuses of the dangers of alcohol than there were, say, 5 years ago? If you could speak to that, maybe you haven't been in college 5 years, I don't know.
No, probably not.
So you think kids are still kids and are still punks and are still wild and they still drink recklessly?
Sure.
What do you think about these frats that take a kid and make him drink like 98 tequilas until he dies in the trunk of a Nova somewhere in Florida?
That would be hazing, I believe.
Yeah, what do you think about hazing, alcohol-induced hazing?
I think the chapter that does it should lose their charter.
And anything, how about criminal prosecution?
Criminal prosecution?
Criminal prosecution.
It's cool with me.
Are you in a fraternity now?
Yes.
Which one?
Phi Gamma Delta.
Phi Gamma Delta. What's your theme?
What do you mean?
Do you have like a theme like always ready and be prepared or trust no one?
No, nothing like that.
Can you sing your fraternity song for us?
I could, but...
Go ahead.
I'm trying to think how it goes.
It goes... Kappa Kappa Phi Gamma
Don't
Delta.
Don't you happen to
know that? What's the name of your frat?
Phi Gamma Delta.
And what's like the slang name? Like you guys say, I'm a Phi guy or what?
Phi Gam.
Fiji, Phi Gam?
Yeah, either one.
Fiji.
Fiji is like the more common accepted name.
Oh, these are the Fijis.
Except one on the corner.
Oh, everybody knows the Fijis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great,
the purple
Rob.
One.
Are you an officer of the frat or anything?
No, I'm a pledge.
Oh, so you're not really in it.
He doesn't know the song.
I know.
Well, I know the song.
Rob, I tell you what, you're not going to make that leap from pledge to full-fledged member unless you learn the damn song.
That's what they told me.
All right, you can just sing, I'll write the songs and make the whole world sing.
If I were you, if I was your fraternity, I wouldn't even let you join and become a member until you could sing the song on one of the local talk shows.
On one of the local talk shows.
Yeah, that should be part of the hazing process.
You want me to sing the song right now?
Yeah, on the air.
It's your big chance.
We're letting you giving up the seat.
We got some of your brothers here in the studio, and they ain't going to let you join the frat unless you sing it on the radio.
They got the paddle out.
Yeah, they sure do.
You know what that means.
Lay it on us, baby.
Let me think how this goes.
We are the Fiji.
The I Would Rather Be a Fiji song?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, lay it on us.
He's going to do it, Rob.
I bet it's filthy.
I Would Rather Be a Fiji. Fijis are better than the rest.
What a tone-deaf son of a bitch.
My heart beats for that Fiji bunch just because I love them best. 2, 3, 4. Royal purple is my color. Fiji land looks good to me. For I would rather be a Fiji. Phi Gamma Delta my fraternity.
Hey!
That's it.
Woo! What key was that in?
The key of
I think all of them.
The key of monotone. All right, thanks a lot, Rob. Consider yourself a full-fledged Fiji, and you get all the honors that go here with.
Thanks.
Lighter.
Back.
Wow. That was a Fiji, ladies and gentlemen. 749-1444.
You know who my favorite Fijis are?
Who are your favorite Fijis? My woman keeps them all.
These are my favorite Fijis. 749-1444.
Now, if he'd have sang like that, they would have made him president. But
you bet.
Just got, bye, 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 bye.
We got no man.
Hi, everyone.
We got Nick again. Nick for the third time?
Yep.
All right, Nick.
All right, I was just listening to your show. Yeah. And, yeah, I heard the guy from, fucking, oh, God.
Hey, come
I said
on,
it,
hey.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, that was my bad. And I heard the guy call in from the frat, and I was just thinking, you know, the combination of alcohol and frat houses seems to be a serious problem. I mean, maybe it's just Clifton, I don't know, but I mean, I've never had any kind of other problems with, like, you know, to any of the other cities I've been to, except for Cincinnati. And I mean, it just seems like anytime a frat house has a party, or anytime any, like, frat kids, you know, like, come and get drunk, you know, it becomes like, you know, Fiji Day to Rape or whatever, you know. And, you know, I don't think they should be allowed to buy alcohol. You know, I think they should be imprisoned and fed nothing but Velveeta. You know, and I mean, and until they get
Nick.
Yes?
Nick, go to Ohio hard. State. Go to Kent State. You know, go somewhere else other than here. It's nothing compared to other places.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where are
it
the places
worse.
You've been?
What?
Where are the places? You said you've never been any place where it's this bad.
Well, I've been to Ohio State. I've been to,
How long were you at Ohio State?
Oh, about, I don't know. I've been there
like
several
times.
Like a weekend? About like, about like 3 or 4 days.
Like, not during rush? Like just a weekend?
No, not during rush.
Well,
I try and stay away
Nick,
from anywhere
Nick,
during rush.
Think about what you say before you say it.
Oh, I guess, damn. Well, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just this personal vendetta against, like, frat houses or something, but...
Nick, you pledged and got rejected.
Oh, no, actually, I'm not in college. I dropped out of high school, actually. And that's probably why I'm sitting here drinking Wild Turkey now. But I just...
But the alcohol's not a problem.
Alcohol is not a problem. It's a solution. Oh, yeah.
Nick, you're exactly right. Alcohol is a big problem with fraternities, and the universities all the time pay lip service to cracking down. If a fraternity gets caught letting some of the underage members drink, they can get kicked off campus. Big deal.
Oh,
it just means
they
get a party
yeah.
harder off campus.
Well, you know,
there's a fraternity
well,
up in Oxford. The guys got drunk, burnt the damn house down.
That's
Whoa,
they
rebuilt
they
it. Now it's bigger and
good.
Better. Now it's more attractive. It's bigger and better.
They should have burned all the frat houses down. But, you
they
know,
just
that's
rebuild
just
them and make them like super Astrodome frats.
Yeah, yay. oh, yeah, I just want to say one more thing, and then I'm off the air. I'm not going to call back. Don't worry. It's,
Call back next week or whenever we're on again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. if I have to. Netherai rocks, okay? The greatest bunch of drinkers I've ever met.
Who
you know?
Rocks?
Netherai. You know, they're the greatest bunch of, like, beer-drinking fellas I've ever met, you
What's
know?
Netherai?
And they have go-go dancers called the Nether Gals, and they're cool too. Oh,
who's that
okay.
girl talking to you?
A band.
Huh?
Who's that girl talking to you?
Some chick. I don't
Is this a band?
What's her first name?
Who?
The girl.
Or me.
What's the name of the girl that's talking to you?
Elizabeth.
Is she your honey?
Yeah, she's my honey.
Is she your squeeze?
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes.
Well, give Lizzie the phone. We want to ask her something.
Okay, here's Elizabeth.
No.
Hi, Lizzie. How's it going tonight? What are you doing up this late?
Recuperating from exams.
Oh, yeah? What kind of exams did you have?
Ancient history.
So you're in college and Nick's not?
Yeah.
Dropping.
No!
Like a hot potato.
No.
Hey, someday like when you're making like 32 grand a year and Nick is like excited
I'm
about...
I'm not going to become anything but a freshman in college.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
You know, when Nick is excited because he's off the night shift at White Castle and you're pulling down the big bucks, it's just going to be a rift between you.
No, he's not going to get a job at White Castle.
Well, not with that attitude. Not if he's drinking all night, he won't. Maybe if he straightens himself out, he might.
No.
We're just
no.
negative.
Nick doesn't work.
Oh, well, he is quite a catch. You want those guys that don't
what
work.
What is it that Nick you does know, that you find to be attractive?
You don't want your relationship encumbered by the fact that one of you has to go to work 8 hours a day.
Well.
So, what's the attraction? Why Nick and not Jim Bob?
Because I don't know anybody named Jim Bob.
But why Nick? What is it about
so
Nick
that... we can end up on Jenny Jones in about 10 years.
What for?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Third grade dropouts and the slugs that love them.
Well, you got to tell us why you like Nick before we're going to let you go.
Oh, no, no.
Hey, it was ninth grade, and it was the second time I was in ninth grade, goddammit. I made it past the third grade, surprisingly enough.
I'm surprised you can afford two phones.
Oh, I can, actually. I just grabbed the phone from her.
It's got to be sex appeal, right, Nick?
Yeah.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob White Night Talk Show. If you get a chance this weekend, catch the John Body Players and the Inducers. They present Jesus Man and Devil Guy down at the Dance Hall. It's Friday and Saturday night at 8, and they got 11 o'clock shows, too. Tickets are $4. For more information, 684-0774. That's the John Body Players, the Inducers, doing a show called Jesus Man and Devil Guy.
Cool.
Sounds
grab us a little box, Jim.
A little box.
We should probably be, cool tonight.
Our topic tonight is beer. We have a guest in the studio, in case you just tuned in. Brian, he's the drunk boy. He's on beer number...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He's on his 7th beer in an hour and a half.
Can you read this? Can you read that?
If drunk boy can read this, then he passes the test. Go.
Cataracts are a leading cause of vision loss among older adults. Here is where to call for information. Call the National Society to Prevent Blindness at 1-800-331-2020. Flower.
You're too good.
You can read pretty good for being drunk.
You're too good. You're going to lose our takeover for one of us anyway. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you have any weird thing you want the drunk boy to try to do, last time he was here... he stood on a chair with wheels with one arm and flapped his arms really fast. Or with,
he did a pretty good job, too.
With one foot, rather. Anna!
Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Anna.
I'm Nick's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, you are?
Which is, this is pretty interesting. I think the reason that she likes him so much is he's pretty hot snatch, actually. He's really, really good in bed.
He's what?
He's hot snatch, let me tell you. I mean, he's really
hot
good
smash.
In bed.
Hot snatch?
What makes you say that?
What makes me say that? He is the best lover possible.
He's hot what?
Snatch.
He knows what to do and when to do it.
Yes.
Okay.
He's the perfect slut, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, he's a complete asshole.
How long do you think they're going to last?
I don't know. It's scary. I hope they last a long time. They deserve each other. She's such a bitch, and... he's such a fucking dick.
Thank you.
Man, start that stuff and you're gone.
749-1444 is the phone number here. It's a Chris around.
Yeah, let's not do too much more of that.
Chris, you drank, like, those are what, 24-ounce, 32-ounce cups, and you're in your 5th one already. That juice and water, I think you're addicted. It's Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show here at WAIF Cincinnati. We do it all the time. Actually, only on Tuesday night / Wednesday morning, depending on however... you would like to look at it. Oh, man, that one's nice. Each year, thousands of Americans lose their sight unnecessarily. This year, it might be you. May is National Sight Saving Month.
What's so funny about that?
It's December. Anyway, but so you've got 5.5 months to get ready for National Sight Saving Month. Call Prevent Blindness Ohio at 1-800-834-6956 to discover your risk for blindness. With your help, we make miracles. Chris, what are you doing over there? You've snatched the phone off the hook, so we're not going to get any phone calls. Just me, look, you're starting to run your fingers through your hair. That means the buzz is kicking in a little bit. What's going on, man?
If you write it down, you're not gonna be able to see it by May.
Oh, you have somebody read it to you or something. I know, man. It's you get an iron punch and make it on a big, thick piece of paper or something. There we go. Anyway, what are we doing here? Chris talking some kind of evil code over there. It's 3:30 at the station that plays your favorites. Damn, what radio is meant to be. You got a phone call in progress. I never know what's going to happen on these phones.
Gotham City.
Is this Gotham City in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Hi, this is Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. How you doing tonight?
Fine, and you?
We're doing okay. We're doing a talk show, and our topic tonight is beer.
Beer?
Yeah, and it's kind of late here in Cincinnati, so we thought we'd call California and see what kind of beer was going down tonight out in California.
What kind of beer?
Yeah, what kind
all
of beer?
All kinds of beer.
What kind of club is this called, Gotham City?
It's a topless bar.
Really?
Yes.
Does Adam West ever come in?
Pardon me?
Has Adam West ever been there?
No, but he lives just around the corner.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Do you think he'd like topless bars?
Does he like topless bars?
Yeah, you know,
no
he made
idea.
A soft porn movie back in the 60s.
I have no idea.
Are you topless right now?
No. I'm the bartender. I'm not topless.
What kind of drinks are popular tonight?
Pardon me?
What's the most popular beer of the house?
Right now?
Yes.
I would say Budweiser.
Really? That's pretty common.
And
that's
Heineken.
The lowest common denominator of beer.
Budweiser and Heineken.
Ever hear of Wiedemann?
No, never heard of
it's
it.
It's a big beer out here in the Midwest.
What? Everybody say hi. Some guy from some talk show in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Right on. Hey, let us talk to a topless person.
Yeah, can we talk to one of your topless entertainers?
He wants to talk to one of the topless entertainers here. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we have in our studio with us right now a fella named Brian. He's also known as Drunk Boy. He drank 7 beers in the last hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And would you like to give him a sobriety test?
Would I like to give him a sobriety test?
Yeah, maybe the same kind you would if you had somebody in your club there who was a little too much to drink and you didn't know if they should drive home or not.
Okay,
hang on. Here's Brian. Brian, this is Bobby.
Bobby, how you doing?
This guy has a sobriety test over the phone.
Go ahead, Bobby.
How do I give him a sobriety test over the phone?
Pick one.
Pick one. I can make him do anything?
Yeah, anything. Anything. Well, this is a topless bar.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't sound to me like you're too busy.
No.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
What?
How many people you got in there?
What?
How many people you got in there?
Oh, about 30, 35.
How many people what's the capacity over there?
What's the capacity in here?
What's
40, 45. It's not a very big place.
So it's not like a huge night.
It's what?
It's not a huge night for you guys.
Oh, no.
No. Friday night, the big night?
Oh, 90 people.
Oh, 90 is the capacity. And you have 90. How many?
30.
How'd you get this phone number?
Hey, we know these things. Don't ask questions. We ask the questions, okay?
Hello?
Are you topless?
Are you topless right now?
Am I topless right now?
Yeah.
No, I have like size 42 double E's. I'm not topless at all.
You don't need to be topless.
Pretty much we can use our own imagination there then, huh?
Are you guys on the radio here or just...
No, we're in Cincinnati. You're Bobby, right?
No, this is Rio.
Oh, this is Rio. This
yeah.
is Rio.
Her name was
her name,
Rio.
Her name is Rio. She did yes. You dance on the sand.
Yes.
Okay.
No, on the stage. Not
on the stage.
Do you have a pole?
Pardon me?
Do you have a pole?
A pole, yes, in the middle of the stage.
Okay. Yeah, all topless dancers dance on the pole, right?
Have to have a pole.
What's your famous trick that you do on the pole? Can you hang upside down or spin around like a flag or anything?
I climb it all the way to the top, and then slide back down backwards.
Do you get a lot of satisfaction out of your work?
A lot of satisfaction? Yeah, because I make a lot of money.
If you put a quarter in the pole, does it vibrate?
Do I put a what on the pole?
If you put a quarter in the pole, will it vibrate?
I don't know.
Hey, how much does it cost to get in this place?
It's free.
And how much are beers?
The beers are $2.75 for domestic and $3.25
for
export.
And what's the limit?
Pardon me?
What's it called? Minimum?
Minimum.
What's
one
the
drink?
This is a great titty bar.
How many?
One.
We have three.
You only
got to
buy one. There's no
way. We're located at 21516 Sherman Way in Canoga Park.
Hey,
there you go.
Little plug there.
Come
there you go.
Us.
If we're ever out that way, you know.
If we're out this way, come see us.
And where are you guys in? Where are they?
Pardon me?
What city are you in?
Canoga Park.
Canoga Park. Where's that?
LA.
In LA.
And we're in the valley.
Okay.
Between Van Nuys.
That's twice we've heard the
Woodland
valley.
Hills.
Lagona Valley?
What's the valley?
Lagona Valley.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Rio.
Okay.
We're in the Miami Valley.
We're in the Miami Valley
right now. All right, thanks for taking the time to talk to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Thank you.
44 double E's.
Bye.
Boy, you heard it here first, didn't you? It's 3:35. You're listening to the Chris and Rob Wait and I Talk
One
Show.
One drink minimum, $2.75 a drink.
749-1444.
That's a lot of bang for your titty bar buck.
Ain't it, though?
I'll say. There's that kind of talk that'll get you in trouble with the man.
What man?
The man.
Number eight?
Number eight. We're what, 95
right.
minutes into this?
In case you just tuned in, we have Brian in the studio. He's the drunk boy, and he's on beer number 8 out of 12.
Oh.
He's going to drink 12 beers between 2 and 5, and pretty soon we're going to have him doing jumping jacks in here. Hey, do some jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks?
Yeah, get this
on
video.
I can do jumping jacks. How many?
10.
10?
Just 10.
Hold on, clear out. Ready? Okay.
1, 2.
You're not even clapping. 4.
5. 6. 7. 8, 9, 10.
Oh, your head's ready to explode now, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's from the exercise, not from the beer.
That'll get your heart.
One bourbon, one scotch. And one bill, one bourbon, one scotch, and one bill. Hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now. My baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of Olay.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're
the Chris and Rob
Late
Night Talk Show. But you already knew that. And here's Rob. It's 20 minutes till 4, and on the 20s, we do weather. Here's Rob with tonight's weather.
Unseasonably warm.
Really?
But gloomy.
You know, I got up this morning, and I went outside. It was kind of warm out. It felt like springtime. I looked on a tree. There were buds.
No.
Yeah, there were buds on a tree.
It's because those Norwood trees are dumb. You should buy them a Fredericks of Hollywood calendar.
Hello,
now, those
Rob.
Those are really good calendars. Those Fredericks of Hollywood calendars are really good calendars. And thanks to Fredericks of Hollywood for supplying us with calendars.
Rob, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling to make a comment on what Nick said before about the fraternity thing.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, I think Nick has no clue what he's talking about.
Okay.
For
and
two reasons. Because
okay.
A, he dropped out of high school,
and
B, he never went to college. So... And second of all, the only reason that fraternities are more talked about in drinking is because they're, like, more voiced about it. Because
of hazing.
When people go out, they're all from a fraternity and they're together, they're drinking, people are like, oh,
what about their graffiti in a coffee
I mean?
Shop wall that says 80% of all rapes are caused by frat guys on campus?
What?
on that in that coffee house, it says that 90% of all campus rapes are caused by frat guys. Now, that's some good graffiti I read. I believe it.
That 90% of rapes are caused by frats?
Are done by frat guys, yeah. Think it's too high or too low?
Too high.
Where would you put the figure?
30%.
That's better.
How many percent of the population, where you go, you see?
Yeah.
How many, what's the percentage of people are in fraternities or sororities at UC?
At UC would be, I don't know, it'd be a low percentage.
You better find out, Pledge.
What?
You better find out, Plebe. They call you a Plebe or a Pledge?
Pledge.
Now, I've heard through my Greek connections that you only went to the Fiji house because they had the best food at the Pledge.
Oh, no. They have far from the best food.
Who had the best food?
Who has the best food? I would say the cafeteria is rate better than the dinner.
Keep in mind that we do have Fiji representatives here.
Yeah, we got some of your house brothers here.
That's okay, cool. Now, Sam.
I think they have some more ideas for some more hazing. Are you with us, Rob?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. What's the, who are you guys doing a date party with this semester?
This semester? I have no clue.
Okay. Who'd you do with one last semester, or last quarter, whatever you guys were on?
I wasn't there last quarter. We weren't, I mean, during the summer.
Do you guys listen to a lot of Jimmy Buffett in the frat?
No. More like, classic rock.
Like what? Like Boston?
Mm-mm. Rush?
Can you sing Working Man for us?
Nope. Never heard it.
What about Tom Sawyer?
Never heard it.
Rob, where are you from?
Me? Cincinnati.
No, the other Rob. Where did you go to high school?
Me?
Hamilton
no,
High.
Again, the other Rob.
Yeah, you! Rob on the phone.
Rob, that would be you on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where
are you with
what
us?
What high school did you go to?
I went to Walnut Hills.
Okay.
That's around here, isn't it?
What's the Walnut Hills fighting song?
Oh, we don't have one.
You don't have one. Everybody has one.
You're talking about like the cheerleaders
has their,
for the football
what
team
they call it?
And
what's,
stuff?
What's that called?
Alma mater
song, whatever they call that. Your fight song.
Oh, man. I don't know the alma mater song.
Oh, come on. You were a senior at one time, maybe twice. Come on.
I have no clue.
Hey, what's the difference between a parent and a sorority girl?
A parent and a sorority girl?
No, a parent.
Parent. No N.
What?
Quack. You know, a parent.
Yeah.
You can teach a parent to say no.
Oh.
Did you think that was funny?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I just won't comment on that, though.
Why?
Just because.
Hey, what's the first thing a sorority girl does every morning?
What?
Walks home.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Do you think that these jokes are in poor taste?
Yeah, I guess you would say that.
Why?
Not all sorority girls fit the, like, stereotype.
What percent would fit the stereotype?
15%.
Wrong, you're not in. You should say zero.
Do you know any sorority girls that do fit the stereotype?
These guys right now are saying this guy is now not in.
Not right now, no.
Who's your president of the Fiji Club?
It was Jeff.
Jeff what?
Jeff Huss.
Who's the vice president?
We don't have a vice president.
Who's the treasurer?
The treasurer?
Who's the secretary of arms? Sergeant of arms.
We don't have a secretary at arms.
What kind of officers do you have?
Cabinet members, we have president, cabinet. Treasurer,
keg-tapper.
Recording secretary, and corresponding sec.
Keg- and the recording secretary what? Has a tape recorder?
Keg-tapper?
No, he keeps notes and keeps track of like fraternity information for the international headquarters.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah?
The phone that you have, does it have three-way calling?
No, it doesn't.
That's too bad.
You live in a dorm?
No, I don't.
You live off campus?
Yep.
Nice place?
Why did you go to school in your hometown?
I was going to go to engineering, and they had a good engineering program, but
where?
I decided to just drop the idea.
So what are you in now?
Computer science.
Okay, Rob, anything else?
No, I just called to break down Nick's comment.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Later.
That guy's lost. 749-1444 is the phone number.
Oh, man, this better not be Nick or whoever it was that was ragging on fraternities a while ago. Oh, boy. Go ahead, is Zeke.
Yeah, this guy, what is computer science? Oh, let me get away from the radio. Oh, which sounds so hollow and tinny. Man, that guy was out to lunch or what?
What are you, like, on Jeopardy?
It takes one to know one.
You know, you guys talk about hazing, and they had a lot of, there's been a lot of articles in the paper about, like, black South Carolina and stuff like that. And I knew one of the guys, and he was really cool, but they had to brand stuff
what
in their flesh.
What the hell is this guy talking about South Carolina?
Zeke,
yeah.
Give the poor guy a break. I mean, if anyone in his fraternity
was
listening tonight,
was
you know he's not going to be admitted
now. Oh, is this drunk boy?
He's already had a
I'm
rough
connecting.
Enough
yeah,
night as it
hey.
Is.
Ban him.
Zeke.
Yeah.
If anyone in his fraternity was listening, he already is banned.
He like, should be.
Leave the poor guy alone. He has no idea.
Yeah, I hear you.
He's a fine young American.
I mean, you heard him laugh after
well,
Rob
but, you
one
know,
of those sexist sorority girl jokes.
Zeke, if I asked you, and you were in his position, you know, the same question Rob asked, what's the percentage of rape for fraternities, what would you say?
I would say it is like
0%.
No, it's pagan. Well, if I was in the sorority or
if you're
or
rushing
fraternity, I would
well,
say zero. But if I was like in reality, I'd say like about 80, 90, something like that.
Zeke, if you were ever in reality, I would get the hell out.
Oh, I know. It's like you might as well jump off right now there, pal.
All right, Zeke, is that it?
Yeah, I guess
okay.
so.
Okay, thanks for checking in.
749-1444 is the number.
I'm talking about getting branded. I've seen those guys. Instead of getting a tattoo, they'll like heat up a coat hanger, just like Wendy O. Williams did in Reform School Girls. And, like,
that was on the other day, actually.
And like, they'll burn their.
I was on 64 the other day.
And they'll burn their frat letters into their arms. I've seen that.
That's weird.
A lot of like football players in college have it.
A different Dan.
Go ahead, different Dan.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Not much. We got a guy in here who's drinking beer. We're going to have him do some both. Physical and mental exercises to test the effects of weed.
Oh, don't do that, man. That makes the alcohol go to the brain even quicker.
Okay, we won't do it then.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm serious. If you guys go out and run around when you've been drinking, it just speeds up the buzz immensely. So, what do you guys... the topic is beer tonight?
Yeah.
And anything. Always open for them.
Okay. You guys called L.A. before?
Twice.
Twice?
Well, we called the Valley, yeah. We've called two different bars in the Valley.
We called Gotham City. What was the other one?
The Whiskey. What did we call before? Chris, what was that first bar? It was like called the Drive Shaft.
Drive Shaft bar.
The Drive Shaft Tavern.
Ooh.
A lot of mechanics.
Bunch of mechanics.
Yeah.
There you go. Never made it out there. It's a pretty town out there, but pretty country, but I'm about as far west as I've ever gotten is Phoenix. But getting back to the topic of beer, Miller Genuine. That's all I'll drink. I used to drink Budweiser, but I don't know. I just don't like the flavor of it anymore.
Are you one of those guys, if you go to a place and someone offers you free beer and you say, well, what kind is it? And if it's something cheap, you say, oh, no way.
Well, I mean,
if it's free,
if they don't want to buy me what I want, I'll, you know, generally they'll just ask me, what do you want, you know, if we're buying rounds for each other.
So, Dan, you got it like that. You got it so people just give you whatever you want.
Well, I mean, if we're buying rounds for each other, sure.
So you don't like those trendy beers?
Yeah. No.
Like Red Bull.
That was trendy.
Like we were talking about earlier.
And I didn't like it. Or Guinness. Ugh.
You don't like Guinness?
Too sharp. Too sharp, too nasty. My college days are over, guys. I don't drink that much anymore anyhow. But if we go out and do something, I don't know, just, you know, have a Miller Genuine.
Just social. That's what beer's meant to be, social.
Yeah. You guys were talking about alcohol abuse before. Yeah, I definitely... I mean, when I was in college, it was, you know, it's gone up. I mean, they do what's called binge drinking now, where the kids will go out and drink, you know, on the weekends or whatever. They'll go out and drink, like, you know, three or four times, you know.
Three or four times in a weekend?
Please?
Three or four times in a weekend?
Well, they'll drink three or four times the normal amount. Like, you know, like, you get four or five, six.
So go out and get tanked.
Yeah,
and then,
totally. I mean,
okay.
I'm comatose, kind of drunk. And
that's
as
not good.
As opposed to social drinking.
Yeah, just,
okay.
you know, four or five beers, which is good. It's fine, but, you know, and you guys were talking about rapes before. What was the percentage again?
I don't know. I read on the bathroom wall it was 90% of all campus rapes are attributed 8%. To fraternity guys. So who knows? You can't believe what you read on bathroom walls.
Well, they say there's, you know, we took criminal justice when I was in college, and they said something like 19,000 reported rapes a year, and there's 240 million Americans in the United States, so... But if the girl's drunk and the guy's drunk, how many times are they going to report it or remember it, huh? So, I don't know. Guys are getting on to frat guys.
But I would never have any sex if it wasn't for beer. What?
If she won't go home with you, buy her another beer, right?
No, I have to get myself in the mood. You know what I'm saying.
There you go. Well, you guys got any other questions for me?
Or? No. Do you have any for us?
What kind of music you got coming up?
We've got a song about beer coming up.
You got a beer song?
Please?
You got a song about beer that you like, that you favor?
You played one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Yep.
Was that John Lee Hooker?
You sure did.
How about something that'll put you in the mood for a beer?
How about a song that just comes right out and says that I like beer?
Let's get drunk and screw.
No, oh, that's Buffett. Later.
No, we'll do it.
No Buffett.
All right.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact...
Fanfare!
Okay, Rick?
Hold on, we gotta get some fanfare going. You wanna catch this one on Memorex?
Rick, I got a minute.
Hold on, wait.
Everyone out there in radio land, roll your tapes.
A key. I wanna be
happy. Can we time this? I wanna see how quick he can drink a beer.
I need to use my key again, so...
No, wait. Shotgun. It doesn't matter how... I mean, I know people that can shotgun in less than a second. I know people that can shotgun in...
Don't use a car key.
In 4 seconds.
Can you see how long it takes.
Yeah. What?
How are you gonna get into your house tonight if you don't have a key?
I got a key in my bag.
Oh, okay. Just don't ruin my keys.
All right, here, I'll get my own keys.
Put that on the table, man. I don't know. See, my keys are dull already.
Did you have a shotgun?
Ah, dude, I never did that kind of crap. I'm a social drinker.
Yeah, so am I, but I did it...
The only time I ever did it was with a quart can. And that doesn't count, because I couldn't do it all. I was a sissy. I couldn't open my throat. Or whatever you're supposed to do.
You know, Rick, we got Fredericks of Hollywood things here.
Yeah, Fredericks of Hollywood counters are really sharp, $6. And lovely ladies.
Alright.
Okay, you're not allowed to get in your house now. You're an adult.
Okay, in case you just tuned in, Drunk Boy is about to shotgun his 10th beer. I haven't had this much fun since I was, about 18.
Poked a big hole in it.
Alright, here's the Indian War Whoop.
Has that key been sterilized?
Duh, that's the whole idea of shotgun. It's so you get a disease out of it.
Duh!